Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, live at Circa Sports, the Mint at Kentucky Downs. We say hello now to Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, as the Titans lose yesterday in a close game, but unable to get it done against the New Orleans Saints. Terry, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm going to start with this. Something that we were just talking about. And I feel like I asked you a similar question last week talking about Tony Pollard, but has Chigakonkwo made the decision a little harder for the Titans on if they should bring him back or not?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would bring him back because he's one of the few guys you have on the offense that actually is a matchup problem. I mean, when you look at him, he matches up well against safeties, against nickels, against linebackers. I think, you know, now he's not the greatest blocker in the world, but, you know, you've got other guys who can help fill that role. I certainly would entertain it because I think, you don't have a lot of matchup problems, and he is one.
And to me, you look at the numbers, 74 targets, 54 catches, 558 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, that's probably where his numbers as a tight end should be. Now he's leading the team, you know, as the leading receiver, which is obviously a problem. But, I mean, if that's going to be the production you get out of him every year, I mean, I'm kind of with you that I would look at bringing him back.
Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee you can go out in the draft and free agency and bring in similar or better production without paying more money. So I think you could probably re-sign Chig to a deal that's relatively friendly and just kind of go from there if he's willing to do it.
Here's the other thing, too, that I just realized by looking at it, and I think this is very, very important. He's never missed a game.
That's certainly something that has some value because, you know the level of attrition at the NFL level. And I think, Chigakonkwo is a guy that, he answers the bell when it's called.
Talking to Terry McCormick on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Terry, I give you credit. I've been talking about it since we were in the press box yesterday about, you said it best, Cam needs to stop playing hero ball. And to me, that summed up his 2025 season. Because, look, I know what he's trying to do, and you know as well, and everybody else. He's trying to do too much to win. But, like, on that last play of the game, when it's just a Hail Mary, just throw the ball. I don't know what he's trying to do. Just throw the ball. And you're right. Stop trying to play hero ball. You made a great point on that, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the same type of thing that got Will Levis into trouble last year. He tried to do too much, tried to, you know, cover all the deficiencies himself, and you can't do that, even as a quarterback. You can't do that. When you start trying to do more than you're capable of, you end up doing less and hurting the team.
You know, it's funny, when that touchdown by the Saints, when they scored and they fumbled in the end zone, and I'm like, Terry, who the hell are these guys? You're like, yeah, they just signed him this week off the press. That's how bad it's become for this football team. You're signing guys who, look, I know you're in the NFL, but you're still a bad player. And that was some bad tackling and coverage yesterday by the Titans in the second half. Probably the worst I've ever seen at Nissan Stadium.
Well, I mean, the secondary is a mess. Other than Amani Hooker and maybe Daryl Baker, none of those guys figure into their plans beyond this year, I would think. They lost Marcus Harris to an injury. They lost Legarius Sneed to an injury. They traded Jarvis Brownlee. They traded Roger McCreary. And then yesterday they lost Jalen Armour Davis. So it's a mash unit and a mess all at the same time back there. So, you know, it kind of – get what you get, and the Saints wisely picked them apart.
I want to see your backpedal, Terry. How is it? Pretty good?
Well, it wasn't very good when we had that media minicamp because I popped a calf muscle.
Good Lord, man. But could you cover George Plaster on a down and out?
Absolutely.
Good. Hey, why was Mike McCoy – and look, I like Mike McCoy. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a great head coach. I think he's a good coach. Why was he emotional over Van Jefferson's injury?
I think he's just the type of guy that, you know, doesn't want to see guys, even though there's only one game left in the season, he didn't want to see a guy suffer a season-ending injury like that. Both Armour Davis and Van Jefferson are going to miss the season finale. I think that's just kind of the kind of guy he is. I think, you know, he knows, you know, these players and knows, you know, how hard they work, even though the results aren't there. And I think he just, you know, felt bad that it was going to end not the way they wanted it to.
Terry, if there's not a sellout in Jacksonville on Sunday for what's at stake, will there ever be a sellout? Again, an overview. Will there ever be that passion for an NFL team in Jacksonville if they don't sell out Sunday with what's at stake?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, Jacksonville's always been one of those weird markets where even when the Jaguars have been good, sometimes the fans, you know, don't necessarily show up. Now, the one time it was rocking when I was down there was that year that the Titans were in the midst of the collapse and they turned to Josh Dobbs, and then the game ended on that fumble that was returned for a touchdown that all the Titans fans thought was an incomplete pass and all the Jags fans thought was a fumble. That it was rocking that night. And if it could get to that level, that'd be great. But Joe, you know as well as I do, in throughout the Southeast, you know, in places like Tennessee and Georgia and Florida, you know, for the most part, college football Saturday rules the roost. And if the NFL team is good, that's a bonus. If they're not, well, there's still Saturday college football.
Great point, buddy.
Terry McCormick is with us. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but, you know, watching Caleb Williams last night and kind of keeping up with this Bears team this year, Terry, it's clear to me that the Ben Johnson hire was a home run for him, that relationship is working. We'll see what kind of championships and results that it produces, but that the turnaround there has been pretty remarkable. In your opinion, is that what the Titans should be looking at of, okay, and Caleb Williams is probably a better prospect than Cam Ward, but finding the right coach that's going to fit with this quarterback has to be the goal.
Yes, you have to hire a coach that can mesh, that can be a leader of men and mesh with this quarterback. You know, now he doesn't have to be an offensive guy necessarily, but he better bring somebody with him that can unlock Cam Ward and figure this out. You know, I mean, I'll use yesterday's game. I mean, as an example, do you not think that where the Saints are right now with Kellen Moore and Tyler Shuck is exactly where the Titans wish they were or wish they had have been with Brian Callahan and Cam Ward or Will Levis?
Yeah, no, I think that's another good one. Because, look, I thought Kellen Moore was going to be a one and done because McCarthy turned him down and they settled on him, and I was like, man, this may not work. That team has gotten better, and Tyler Shuck has gotten better as the season has gone on. Now, look, I can sit here and make somewhat of an argument that if you look at, you know, results and record and stats, that Cam Ward's gotten better as the year has gone on too. But I think that Kellen Moore, like, if you can get something or a result similar to that, then yeah, that shows you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think that's what's needed is you've got to give fans some hope because most likely you're going to finish 3-14 with the same record that you did last year when everything was terrible. And how are you going to sell improvement if you've got the same record and you're terrible and you've got to restart this thing with another new coach and ask fans to be patient for a little longer? You've got to get this hire right.
Next Monday is January 5th. It's known around the league as Black Monday. We know there's going to be coaching moves. Coaches are going to be fired. I don't expect any surprise names, but I know everybody's going to speculate that, you know, could John Harbaugh or Tomlin be available after next Monday? I would say probably not. So Joe basically said 10 days from next Monday, the Titans will have a coach. You think that fits the timeline?
I'd say, yeah, I'd give it a little more, maybe 2 weeks. But it depends on how many jobs are open. Right now there's only two open. I think, you know, there'll be a handful of others that'll come open. The Titans is not the most attractive job out there that could potentially come open. But as they say, it's one of 32, and, you know, they'll be able to find somebody within a couple of weeks window because they need to have a coach – and coordinators to start assembling a staff by the time they go to the Senior Bowl in late January.
Terry, any scenario in the back of your mind, Mike McCoy gets this job if he promises to go out and find a new offensive coordinator?
I don't think so. I respect the job that he's done because this team has gotten better on his watch. I mean, I don't think there's any denying that, especially the offense. The defense maybe is another story just because they don't have anything to work with outside of Simmons. But I think it would be a very tough sell to a fan base when you're trying to sell tickets and go into a new stadium. It would be very hard to sell progress with the same guy who just led you to, you know, help lead you to a 3-14 season.
Right. So that's a no. All right, got that. Let me ask you this, and we'll let you go. You know people inside the building, you know people in the organization. Does the Mike Vrabel success just bug them, or is it, like, expected? Or what's the reaction when you look up and see Mike Vrabel might be coach of the year? He might have the number one team in the AFC going to the playoffs. What do you think the reaction is inside the Titans building? Because I still – people are like, oh, they've moved on. There's no way in Hades they've moved on from Mike Vrabel.
I think it depends on who you ask. If you ask, you know, if you talk to the Chad Brinkers and the Mike Borgonzis, they weren't here, obviously, for Vrabel's tenure. Brinker may have been briefly, you know, for 1 year. I think, you know, they probably regard it as it is what it is, and you got to figure out the situation. If you talk to ownership and the Adams family, I'm not trying to speak to them because they never seem to speak on their own anyway. But you know it sticks in their craw that Vrabel not only came here and put it on them, but that the Patriots are headed to the playoffs and maybe with a top seed. And I guarantee you that some of the veterans in that locker room probably looking around going, what did we do?
Yeah, right? Crazy, man.
Very, very crazy for sure. Terry, appreciate it. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, Happy New Year, guys. And
absolutely. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, joining us here on the program.
Is he okay?
We always appreciate him. I think so.
Always.
I think he's good.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, interesting stuff to discuss there. 615-737-1025.
I mean, I can't get past the Vrabel. And I'm a nobody. I'm an absolute nobody. And I can't get past the fact that you knew that guy was going to be successful anywhere he went. He had a bump in the road, and yet – at some point, just, here you go, do it. Just turn it over to him. Let him do it. But you had to meddle. You had to bring your people in, and now look at you.
I've done everybody's favorite exercise, and I've asked ChatGPT to compare the 2024 New England Patriots with the 2025 New England Patriots and how the roster has changed. Because one texter on our text line, Wes in Clarksville, says, I want the Vrabel-like turnaround next year. It's possible, but a lot of things have to go right. And the question is, can that happen? We'll discuss coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.